We are learning Masechtas Harayos Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting Gimel Amud Aleph on top. So really learning Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're 7 lines from the top, and the first words on the line is Mevin Zayin Parim. We learned the Mishnah that a Yochid that does Aveira, that's Chayav Echatos, but he does it Api Bezdin. He thinks Bezdin said it's Mutter, and that's why he does it. So here it's a Yochid who does it. So Mishnah says he's part of a Kuzida Das Bezdin. So we have it forward that one man the Yama said that it's Rav Huda Mashmuel said that that's Rav Yehuda the Mishnah. Now we're going to have a similar Gemara. Gemara says Rav Nachman Mashmuel Zud Rameh. The Mishnah is Rameh. Avacham Imrim Avacham Hold Yochid Shasa Bayras Bezdin Chayev. The Chum Argum Mishnah, same thing like I said before, but different man the Yomrim that the Mishnah is Rameh. But the Chachamim hold that Yochid that did by Ra'as Bez is Chayiv. Now, where is this Rameh and the Rabbanon? Maya Rameh of my Rabbanon. So we have a Brisa, and Rav Nachman will learn a certain Pshat in this Brisa, and that's how he knows that it's Machloikis, Rameh, and the Rabbanon about Yochid Sha'asa Bahira. But the truth is, Gemara doesn't have 4 other Pshatim in the Brisa, and therefore won't be a Raya. So what's the Gemara? Umay Rameh Rabbanon. What do you see? It's Rameh Rabbanon and Gavin Yochid Sha'asa Bahira, which means a Yochid that did a Aveira Api Bezdin. The time of the Brisa says the words like this: Hayru va'asu, Rameir poiter v'chom mechayvim. There was a psak and they did it. Rameir holds you poiter and chom is mechayvim. Now what we're talking about here? My asu, man asu. Who did the avera? Who ate this chela? Ilim a bezdin. If the Brisa is saying is if bezdin made a psak and then went ahead and actually put that psak into practice by himself, so you can tell me the chayiv something. Ilim a bezdin. My time of the by Tanya Winter Brisa, Yochel Hoyru Bezdin, Vosu Bezdin. Yochel Yuachayavim, if Bezdin makes a psak, and then Bezdin does the Maisa, is there a Chiaparham of Shot Sibur, Tamulaymar, Hakol Vosu? The Pasuk says, Hakol Vosu. It says that Dafka, Venelam Dovam in Hakol Vosu, Achas Vikom Mitzvahs, when Darshan, the call has to do it. Meister totally bekal vahirah to lui bebezdin. The halacha by par helm dov shal tzibur is that the bebezdin makes a psak and the kahal does the avera. So how can you say that we're talking about a case where there's a psak bezdin by bezdin that they did it themselves? There's a chiyuv of par helm dov shal tzibur. It's not true. There's no chiyuv there. The meister has to be done by klal yisrael. Ella must be hayru bezdin va'osu roiv akal and roiv akal did ate this chalef. And this is classic Parhelm Dov Shotzibur. So my time with the Rameyer, the Poiter. So why if you're a mayor, are you Poiter? Or it's regular Parhelm Dov Shotzibur? Hello, la, Poiru Bezdin, was me at the call. The case was Bezdin made a psak, the certain Chalev is Mutter, and then 30% of the Klai Yisrael ate this Chalev. What's the halacha? Well, Kamifki, Mar Sovad Yochit Shah Osavaras Bezdin Poiter. Rameyer holds you don't bring any carbon. Why? Because no Parhelm Dov Shotzibur, you don't have a right. And they did Aveira, but they did it by Ra'as Bezdin, and therefore the potter. That's Rameh holds. Like our Mishnah. Omar Sova, Yochid Sha'asa V'Ra'as Bezdin Chayiv. And the Chum hold Yichayiv. Why? Because they hold that a Yochid Sha'asa V'Ra'as Bezdin is Chayiv. So here we go. Here we have a Chukis Rameh and the Chumim. If a Yochid Sha'asa V'Ra'as Bezdin is Chayiv, a potter. And now it comes out. Our Mishnah is Rameh. And this is the Chacham. That's how Rav Nachman B'Shem Shmuel wants the Taina Pshat and Abraisa, and therefore say that our Mishnah is Rameh and the Chum argue. But the Gemara is going to say, no, it's possible to say different, 4 different Mishatim. Amra Papa. Really, you can say the Kuliyam Yochid Sha'asa V'Ra'as Bezdin Potter. You can say everyone holds like our Mishnah. And like the Tosfos HaRosh speaks out, you could have said the other way also. Kuliyam Yochid Sha'asa V'Ra'as Bezdin Chayiv. The reason why Papa picked Potter is because that's our Mishnah at least. So therefore, and also maybe Rameh himself holds that. So really, Kuliyam Yochid Sha'asa V'Ra'as Bezdin Potter. If a Yochid does eats Chalev, because Bezdin says Mutter, you Potter. What's the Machlekes here? We're talking about a case over here where Bezdin made a psak. 50% of Klal Yisrael did ate this chalev, plus a dayan, one of the dayanim. And the shaila is, when it says in the pasuk, "Hakol v'asu," could the dayan be part of this tzibur or not? The chacham hold chayev, hold the Bezdin mashal rev tzibur, the chayev parham dov shal tzibur. That's the machlokes over here. And we're talking about the parhelm dov shal tzibur. That's one pshat in the machlokes. We buy you say, my not a pshat in the machlokes. Her bezdin mashlim rubi shal kol. The case was that bezdin did a psak and taka 51% of klal Yisrael ate the chalif. Uman chachomim, Rab Shimoni, the omat tzibur maisi u bezdin maisi. which means there's a new machlokes. Definitely, you bring a par helmdov shel tzibur, but that's Bezdin brings it. The shaila is, does a tzibur bring one as well? There's a shita of Rabbi Shimon holds that you bring two, that the tzibur brings a par helmdov shel tzibur, and Bezdin brings a par helmdov shel tzibur. So the brayso reads like this: it's hayru vasu er asu roiv rameya poiter the tzibur from a carbon. And Chum is Mechayiv, the Tzibur as well. Besides for the Bezdin bringing a carbon parhelm davish Tzibur, the Tzibur brings as well. That's the Machlekes here. And Chum, who's who? Rabbi Shimon, Om Tzibur Maisi, Bezdin Maisi. So that's the second Pshat. Third Pshat, it's really the third Pshat, but the second Pshat without saying that the Machlekes is Yochacha also by Ross Bezdin. And by Yisim, another Pshat, Shevet, also by Ross Bezdin. The case was one Shevet, a Tar Shevet, did it by Ross Bezdin. And who's the Chum? Rabbi Yehuda, who says, even though it's not Rav Klai Yisrael, it's only 10% of Klai Yisrael, time of the Brisa, Shevet also by Ross Bezdin. That Shevet is Chayiv. They have to bring a par, because they're called a Kahal. I don't know if it's Gemara later on, it means Rav Shevet is enough as well, I'm not sure. But in any case, they're called a Kahal. So the Machlekes of case, one Shevet did it. But according to Rav Meir, you're part of it, because you need a Rav Klai Yisrael. Going to Chum, you also got Yehuda, the Ichayiv, for one Shevet. That's Pshat number three in the Machlokes. But Yisema, fourth Pshat, Kon Shechotu Shisha Vein Ruvi Shokal, O Yeshiva Vavi Shein Ruvi Shokal, O Masis Imoni, Rav Shem Melozi, the time Shem Melozi Oimer, Mishmoi, Chotu Shisha Vein Ruvi Shokal, O Yeshiva Vavi Shein Ruvi Shokal, Chayavim. Which means like this. The Tanakhama holds that you're only chayiv, Ramea holds, you're only chayiv if you have two things. Roiv shvatim, which means seven shvatim, and roiv akal. Masha'inke and the Chacham hold, one of the other ones enough. So if I say, either only six, but it was roiv of the kal, or only shiva, you had seven shvatim, either one's enough to be chayiv. That's the shita of the Chacham. Masisim mani, who is that Chacham like? Rav Shimon Lozi, the time of Shimon Lozi, in Baram Mishmoy, chotu shisham. If it's Shisha and it's Raiv, or Shiva, and even if it's not Raiv, and that's the Machlekes, do you need to have Raiv and Raiv Shvatim and Raiv Kahal, or one or the other one is enough, and that's the fourth beer on Machlekes in the Brisa. Therefore, it comes out, it's no proof that the Machlekes remain in Avon Gabim Yachach Asa by Ra, but before we had a stickle proof already, that there's a Machlekes about it, and therefore, La Halacha, we actually passing like the Chacham and hold that Yachach Asa by Ra is Chai. But our Gemara always goes with our Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, our Gemara always names on that idea that if a Yachach Asa by Ra is best, then you're Potter. Omar Vasi, we just mentioned the idea of Par Helam Dovah Shal Tzibur, which means what? In the pasuk it says that im kol adas shol yishku v'nelam dov meina akol, that Bezda makes a psak, and va'osu achas kol mitzvah shem shol yisena v'ashemu, then Bezda makes a psak, the chelav is mutter, and roi v'klal yishol eats that chelav, what's the halacha? You bring a par helam dov shol tzibur. Now, how do you count klal yishol? Do you count the klal yishol in America? In Russia? Where's count the klal? How do you know gans klal yishol? So, the Gemara, Omer Avasi, uvahira, Holoch acha roiv yoishver tisrael. When it says the word of Hoira, it means that the din of Hoiru Bezdin va'osu roiv akal apiyam, that you bring a par, you go after the people who live in Eretz Yisrael. How do you know? So you make a drasha. It says va'os kahal. What does kahal mean? So I'm going to bring a raya from a pasuk in Malachi and what kahal means. Shenema, it says in the pasuk that Shloima made a big chanukah sabayis for the Beis HaMikdash. It says in the pasuk like this. Vayash Shloima beisahi esachag v'chol yisrael imoi kahal gadol melovi chamos Ad Nacham Atrayim. He says he gathered Gans Klal Yisrael, a big kahal from Chamos until Mitzrayim. The Ad Nacham Atrayim. Lefnei Hashem Alekenu Shilas Yom Shilas Yomim. Arba'as Yom. 14 days. We know 7 days was Sukkot. The first 7 days went over Yom Kippur. They didn't fast Yom Kippur. They made a big thing. But the thing in the pasuk is, why did it say where it's from? It said already the Kol Yisrael Imoy. What did it say? Kahal Gadol Melovei Chamos Ad Nacham Atrayim Mechti. Ksiv v'chol Yisrael imoy kahal gadol melovei chamos ad nacham. No, ksiv v'chol Yisrael imoy. It says v'chol Yisrael imoy kahal gadol melovei chamos ad nacham. Why do you have to exactly give the borders? Shema mino hani who dekri kahal of a hanukli good kahal. You see from here, dafka the bnei Yisrael called the kahal and other people not called kahal. And that answers your question. Question was that where do you go? Bahar parum lo chol tzibro. How do you reckon kahal Yisrael? You go in these borders. It has to be in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara vayit the new Gemara pshita merubim v'nismatu hanepluktar shem rabbanon, which means what happens if you have roiv klai Yisrael and they did this havera before they had a chance to bring the Parim Dovah Shel Tzibur, people died. Let's say 50, you know, let's say it was 500,000 people was Reva Klal Yisrael, 500,000, and 20,000 people died in between, before they found out, before the Beis Din realized they made a mistake. So now you only have 480,000 people alive. Is that called a Reva or not? So Gemara says, that's talking about Machlokes Yoshivim Rabbanon, later on in the Masechet Daf Yud, where we know a Kohen HaMashiach, or a Nasi, which is a Melech, they bring a different type of Chatos. A Kohen HaMashiach, if he does it wrong, he brings a par, and a Nasi brings a Seira, he doesn't have a choice, a Kisboi Seira. So it's different dinim. What happens if a Kohen HaMashiach or a Nasi, before they became a Kohen HaMashiach or a Nasi, they did a Avera, and they didn't have a chance to bring a carbon until they became a Nasi or until they became a Kohen HaMashiach? What's the halacha? So the Chachamim say, you go baso when they did the Avera. They bring a regular poor man's, you know, chatas. They bring a regular citizen's chatas. Finish. Kispo Yisiru. They bring a regular, we'll call it chatas chelev. Bring a regular chatas chelev. Not a par Kohen HaMashiach. But Rav Shimon Augustine, he says that if you found out, you made a mistake, you made this Avera after you're a Kohen HaMashiach, then you don't bring a Kispo Yisiru. Actually, the law says you bring nothing. But you don't bring a kispa zero. See, in the Gemara, assume you don't bring anything. But you don't bring a kispa zero. Why? Because you go basar the yediyah as well, not only basar the meikara. So here, merubim and esmatu, so the time you were ready to bring the carbon, you found out about, you made a mistake, you ready to bring the carbon, it's less people, so that's the smachlaikas. According to the Rabbanu Gobasa meikara, so you bring a param davar shel tzibur, because then you had Rebbe Klai Yisrael. According to Rabbi Shimon, you don't. Why not? Because lemaisa b'shas, when you found out about it, the ready was smaller, Klai Yisrael was smaller. So merubim v'nesmatu hana plukta of Shimon Rabbanon. That's what Rav Shimon Rabbanon. Mo'atim v'nesrabu mai. What's the halacha? The opposite case. It was 480,000 people who did the Avera, and then there was 520,000 people in Klal Yisrael who didn't do the Avera. L'maisa, 30,000 people in Klal Yisrael died from the people who didn't do the Avera. Now you have a roib. It's 480. How many people? They had 520. Let's say 50,000 people died. So you're up to 480, connected 470. You have more people now all of a sudden. It became more. Is that the Machlokes Shimon Rabban or not? Mu'atav and Esrabu Mai. Is that a Machlokes of Shimon Rabban as well? Because here, do you go bust the Yikara, go bust the Chait, or you go bust later? The question basically is, of course, the fear of Rabban is not going to be Chayiv because you go bust the Yikara. But the fear of Shimon, will he hold over here that you're Chayiv? If you found that about after it was Rav Klai, so I was going to find Abi Chayev. My, me plegar Rav Shimon Rabbanon. Rav Shimon also bought the idea Mechayev. Rav was the Chatoa, Patri. Rav Shimon goes after the idea you should be Chayev. And Rabbanon, you go bought the Chatoa, you're Patri. Oiloi, or not. That's the Shiloh. My, Zot Marv, Tisbara, you think it's a Dimion? No way. Aim the Shamli Rav Shimon, the Ozla Afbas idea, the Ozla Afbas idea. Hechi, the Havi idea of a Chatoa Bechiev. When do you say the Rav Shimon goes bas yediyah? Is when you had at least the chait was done b'shas when you chayev something. This parker Mashiach was a regular citizen. He did aver. He's chayev a carbon. I'm not sure what type of carbon. Then he has a deal later on. So he say, you know what? He won't bring the carbon of before because he has the yediyah. But he at least there he it was a yediyah. He did aver b'shas he was chayev. And even more, you have to have both things. You have to have. You have to have the chait bechiyev and yediyah bechiyev. So he said like this: Ein mishal Rav Shimon da ozla afbas yediyah heichid havi yediyah vechatah bechiyev. Both yediyah and chatah is bechiyev. Yediyah de loy chatah, beloy say biloy chatah misham alei. If he has yediyah and the chait was not in the time he chayev anything because it wasn't a roiv at that time, it doesn't hold that. Now bring a raya. The mkelaisi kehashto. You thinking he's going to say that? Eller Rav Shimon chatav yediyah boy. You need both. Rav Shimon knows you need both chatav yediyah. And not only that, that's why according to Rav Shimon, Yitaka don't bring a par Kohen Mashiach, because you can't go bas yediyah alone. You have to have both according to Rav Shimon. Shimon's chiddush is you have to have both the chait and the yediyah in the same status. So here, if it was a miyat b'shas the chait and yediyah was a roiv, you don't have the chait b'shas when it's a roiv. There's no tzad yichayiv. And even by Parker and Mashiach, the halacha is that if you did the chait while you were a regular citizen, and then you got a yediyah after your current Mashiach, you taka bring nothing. Because you need both bechiv. Like Rashi speaks out on the left side, Divrei Maaseh Kihashta, he says, in the middle of the second line of Rashi, Yamil Tani Patash Vaminah, Rav Shimon Chatav Yediyah Boye Bechiyuva. Umiutim v'nisrabu l'divriya koil paturim. Why? D'chichotu b'potter chotoy. D'yochesh also rose bezim potter. Because we're going again with this aside, that I was speaking out here, that Shas Techet, there's no chiv at all. Why not? Because a yachid does baras bez than his potter. And only comes chayv after roiv. Here, the Shas Techet, there wasn't any chiv at all. Since there's no chiv at all, there's no tzad, here you'll be chayv. Zogtim varavayta, new shiloh. Boy lehu, hayru bezdin that chaylev is mutter. Vosu miyat akal. Okay, so miyat akal. The loch is, let's see, hold a yachid also baras bezin's part. There's no power of the objective, that's for sure. So her bezin the chelav mutter was me at the cow. 40% of Klai Yisrael did it. Bechazu bezin, and bezin retracted, Ben. They retracted their psak. Then again, they made the psak again. Vahiruv also me at acher. Then they made the psak again, and another 15% of people did it now. Altogether 55%, but it's different times, on different psakim. Vahiruv me at acher. Now, Kivan d'shtei yediyas dinu. This is two yediyas because they had an idea in between. They retracted in between loy mitzdar. It's not mitzdar. Or dilma kivan the yediyas dinu chaylev. Who since they're both chaylev, both it might say they ate the same avera mitzdar. It's mitzdar. V'imtim tzelaim. If you say kivan the yediyas chaylev and who mitzdar, if you'll say that bechaylev both chaylev both same avera mitzdar. What about like this? If miyat ate bechaylev shagabi akeva, there was two pesukim at the same time. The chaylev gabi akeva is mutter, and which is a chaylev on top of one of the stomachs, and chaylev fats on the intestines are mutter, and they made two psalkim, two halachas that's mutter, and the isurim come from two different drashas. So bechelv shagav daka miyat, so miyat eight bechelv shagav daka, or miyat bechelv shagav daka, and together they have a roiv. Now, halachavad the kivim trei kroi kaas he's learned that two kroi two psalkim loy mitzdarif tam mitzdarif. By dilma kivim the idi the chelv who just the both chelv mitzdarif. Maybe this mitzdarif they're both chelv. Then Tim Slim, you'll say like this: Shame Chelav who Mitzdarev, because they're both Chelav, so it's Mitzdarev. At least it's the same Chelav. It's a bit of Pesukim, the same Chelav. What about Miat Bechelav and Miat Bedam Mahu? Hocha Vaday the Trei Surininu. We keep in the Einah Surin Shavalei Mitzdarev. So the Gemara throws in a Lashon, and it's Rashi's Girsa. We keep in the Einah Surin Shavalei Mitzdarev. What does it mean Einah Surin Shavah? Because right now we're going in for two Pesukim, will be Mitzdarev. The Sivai Chelav, two Tav Chelav, will be Mitzdarev. But maybe since Chelev and Dam are different in the way the Isser is placed on Klai Yisrael, because Chelev is only by Behemoths, not by Chayas. Malshek and Dam is by both. So maybe it makes it different. Kivan in Isur and Shava, the Isser is different. Loy Mitzdarf. Oidilma, Kivan, the Karbon on Shava, they both bring a regular Chatos, Mitzdarf. Maybe Mitzdarf. Ve'im Tim Tzeloymar. Now I'll give you a little Akdama. The loch is that a regular Chat, somebody eats Chelev or Dam, he brings either a Kispa or a Seira. Either a goat or a sheep, a female goat or female sheep, he brings for a carbon. Mashenkin, if it's a avodah zara, it has to be a seira and not a kispa. That's a loch. It has to be a seira, not a kispa. So the carbon are not shava. So here the shava is like this, and also not more than that. And more than that, the loch is that if the roiva klai yisrael does it, they also bring a different carbon. If roiva klai yisrael does a chel of adam, a pi bezdin, they bring a parhelm dom shel tzibur. If the Reva Klaiso does a body zara pi bezdin, they bring a par lo oilo and a sara lechatas. It's a whole different carbon. So Shai is like this, that here, miyat bechelev or miyat bevis chavim, said imtim tzlami kivin the kibon shavim star, that's by chelev and dam. But miyat bechelev, miyat bevis chavim, mahu, hoch avada in yisurin shava, ve in kibon shava. The isur is different, obviously, and the carbon is different. The question is, let's say it would be mitzdarev, right? So you have Rebbe Klai Yisrael. What are you going to bring? You going to bring a parv dov shel tzibur or that? It's a pella. Mamar's a pella. Toises the maschal v'chozru v'hayru asks kasha tzarachian ma yaviu kivin zekon shavim. What are you going to bring? It's mamar's a pella. So I in the mefarshim or your local raid bite to see if they come out with a mahalach. But in any case, teiku. The Mutais has a cash. What would you bring? Mine's a take. Boyalahu. Hoiru bezdin shechelev mutter. Bezdin paskin that chelev is mutter. But also miyat akal. And miyat akal did it. 40% of the kal did it. So far, so good. No param of shotzibur. It's not good, but no param of shotzibur. Umeis oise bezdin. Now bezdin died. But oma bezdin achar. Vachoz vahiru. Another bezdin got up and he said the exact same psak. So we don't have the same bezdin. And then vachoz miyat achar. So leave it man on bezdin maisi. So according to Mandiyam, the Chaykes later on in the Gemara, who brings the power of the Shotzibur? Bezdin or the tzibur. Who brings the carpet? So leave the man the yama bez de maisi lo yisavayolach the last word. The bez is not here anymore. And you can't be mitzar of two bezins for that. Al kisavayolach leave the man the tzibur maisi. My tzibur akoy. You have the whole tzibur. They did roiv. Roiv them did the zavera. Or tap on bez now. Oydil mi yedidu bezin the hoy rubinon taiku. Or you need the yedia of that bezin, and the mar blibes are taiku. According to Rashi, there's a different girsa. Exactly what the shayla is. According to Rashi, the girsa is a little different. You see the top Rashi, that there is the shayla is the Bach has brings down a different girsa that it's do you need the same bezdin of mikara or not? The I have to see. Look at the bottom of Marashah. It brings down the Bach in my Gemara. There's a Bach that's brought down in the Hagoyis on the Marashah that the girsa is that. Yedia the hu bezdin the hoiru beinon. Do you need the yedia of that same bezdin? Oi loy beinon hu bezdin the hoiru. That's the whole shaila. Not the shaila's tzibra b'koi. But do you need the yedia of that bezdin or not? And lemaisi either way, the mar blives are taiku. Om Rav Yenison. Now halacha is that the power of the tzibra is by Sanhedrin. Since it says kol das yisrael v'nelam dov me'ini kol va'osu, it says v'im kol das yisrael yishku v'nelam. So das yisrael usually means Sanhedrin. We need Sanhedrin. Let's say more than 71 people, Dayanim, sat down to make the din. It was 100 Dayanim. Now, 100 Dayanim is a little problematic because we know usually you can't have a Bezdin Shakel. I am the Mefarshim. Some say it's Lav Dafka, means 99 or 101. So you had a bigger Bezdin. I'm reading this. Meyesh Yashvul Hayros. Ein Chayavim Ad Sheyeru Kulam. The halacha is, there's no chiyav for parham dov shatibur until all 100 make the same psak. Shenema is in the pasuk. Vim kol adas shal yishku. It says kol adas shal. Why is it kol adas shal? Ad sheyishku kulam. Ad tishpah the rabba kol adas shal. They all have to pass in the same way. It means it's very, very not common. All 100 people have to say the same thing. And of course, if it's 71, all 71 have to say the same thing. They all have to pass in the same thing. The halacha is, then you have parham dov shatibur. But if not, you don't have it. How can I mistabra? It makes a lot of sense. The bechalter kula kaim la ruba kulai. Kalter kula, we know ruba is kula. How can ksiv called aida? Called aschal. Why is it kol? Hoyel v'kach, afil hei meya. Even if it's 100. Because it's kol. So you see, all 100 have to say the same thing. Tanan, we're going to ask a kasha from our Mishnah. Tanan, hoyru bezdin v'yoda echemem shetohu. We have a case of a bezdin. One of the yonim who made a mistake, or yitamad v'royal ha'ra. So we're asking a kasha from the case of the yoda echemem, one of the yonim. And that dying went and did apiyam. Bein she'osu v'osu yimoyim. Say if he did it together with Bezdin, bein she'osu v'osu yachreim. They did it, Bezdin did it, then he did it afterwards. Bein she'lo yosu v'osu ha. Harei d'chayim, but she's only told Bezdin because he knew that it was a mistake. Now what's going on over here? Hayu d'chayim ha'achar, but someone else in the Kahal does it as Patuk. Who did up here Bezdin? What do you mean? It's not a Psak Bezdin here. He didn't agree. We just said the only time you have a Psak Bezdin if everyone agrees. Here he clearly didn't agree. So what's going on over here? We just finished saying that Rav Yenison said you have to have a unanimous decision here. And here he didn't agree. So how is it considered hayra? It's a kasha Rav Yenison, a bamba kasha. The more answers, that the case was that he was hirchin b'roishoy. That this guy agreed. He agreed b'shas maisa. What's pshat? He agreed. Either he agreed because he thought he has to agree, but he shook his head b'shas maisa, and then he knew it was a mistake, and he went ahead and did it. He knew it was a mistake, and then he went ahead and did it. Now, that's the case over here. So, but still, you know, that's the case. And therefore, Taka everyone agreed. And that's why it's called hayra. But then he himself knew it was a mistake. Agav, we didn't speak of that yesterday, but there's a maybe someone was asked the kash yesterday in the shir that l'chayra here isn't there a lacha that you have to list the bezin taka? It says by Zaka Mamre, if he comes out different, he has to list the bezin. If bezin says it, ayimino small small mitz in parasha shayft we have the parasha. So what happened to Zaka Mamre? So both the Maritz Chayes and the Rishash on that base and base speak about this kasha, and they answer that in a case where you didn't speak to Bezdin about it yet, so then you cannot rely on that Bezdin if you think they're making a mistake. The only time it's called a Zaka Mamre, you have to list the Bezdin, is after you tell them the Kasha, and they discuss it, and they still say you're wrong, then you have to list to them. But in such a case where you didn't speak to Bezdin yet, then you cannot act on Bezdin if you know it's a mistake. Ayin Shom, and the Rishash, and the Meretz Chayes. Back to our Gemara. Toshima, trying to bring riots against Rabbi Yonison, who holds that Meyosh Yoshu Lahoyrois, Ein Chayav Mach Yeru Kulam, Toshima, Hoyru Bezdim Yodachemem Shetom. It's a Mishnah on also. Bezdim made a psak, and one of the Dayonim know it was a mistake. But Omar Lehem, he tells the Dayonim, the rest of the Yom, Toyimatem, you guys are making a mistake. The halacha is harei elu p'turim. So then there's no din parim d'avad shel tzibur. If he speaks up and says you're making a mistake, a p'turim. Now it's a murder gadir. Time or d'amol lehem toiv. Huh? There's no parim d'avad shel tzibur in this case. No parim d'avad shel tzibur because here he says he's making a mistake. Time d'amol lehem toiv natam the p'turim. Because he said you're making a mistake, the potter. Hash shasik mishtik. If he's quiet, chayavim. Yechayiv. V'gomol ha'ira. And the ra is finished. It's mashma. If he says toyin, then you're potter. But if he's quiet, he doesn't agree to them, then it is called hayra. So what's going on over here? So it's a raya that it's a raya to this. It says a mystic. You don't have to actually agree. As long as you're quiet, you don't say toyin at them. It's gomel hayra. It's a kasher of yenisim. Vamai v'loy hayra kulam. They didn't all pass him. So my answer is Amri hachi nami because you hear chibaroishai. He taka shook his head. And he shook his head. So what does it mean he shook his head? So the Tosfos Rashi already asked, okay, so what's going on over here? The Mishnah should say, if he doesn't shake his head, it doesn't work. Why does he tell him at them? Zok the Karen Oyer, a nice pshat, that he says, that the case was, that before he said tell him at them, he shook his head. So now without the machal, that could be good. He shook his head and said, yeah, it's right. And then afterwards he said tell him at them. So only because he said tell him at them is a potter. But if not, you would be chayev because the whole oilam, the ganze dayanus, made the whole bezdin made this hira. So still going back on Rav Yenison who says you have to have everyone passing like this. Most of our mishash, you have some kurabi saying what the Rav Shimon Gamliel, Bal Divrei Rav Elazar, Rav Tzadok. We had this Gemara in Masechta Sava Zara that says that we have a takana on Klai Yisrael, Rav Klai Yisrael has to be able to handle it. Some kurabi saying what the Rav Shimon Gamliel, what the Rav Elazar, Rav Tzadok, Imrim, and Goyzim Gzeir Al Tzibram came Rav Al Tzibram Yichayin Lamed Ba. That we're not Goyzim Gzeir Al Tzibram, Elam came Rav Al Tzibram Yichayin Lamed Ba. Only if Rav Al Tzibram can handle it. Vom Ravada Bahava. And Rav Bava adds on a pasuk to prove this point. Micro, the pasuk says, "B'me'era ato ne'arim, bo'isi atam koyvim hagoy kuloi," which means that Klal Yisrael said that if they don't take off ma'aser, they're going to get a klala. And lema'aser now they're not taking off ma'aser. Bo'isi atam koyvim means Hashem says you're stealing from me. Now hagoy kuloi, and lema'aser going to get this klala. Now why is the pasuk say hagoy kuloi? To teach us that dafka of goy kuloi can handle this gzeira, do they make a gzeira? That's the drasha there. Now, Agav, what do you see over here? That even though it says goy kuloi, what did Rabbi Lazar of Tzadok say? Roiv tzibo yechayim lamed boy. You see, koil can mean roiv. V'achaduk tziva goy kuloi, v'ruba kekulo dami. Tiyufta, the Rabbi Yenis and Tiyufta. Rabbi Yenis' whole shikot hair was geboit on kol adas Yisrael. It says kol. And here we see, kol does not mean kol, it means roiv. So Rabbi Yenis is logged up, you don't need everyone to agree. So I velamai kaladas the kamar chumar. Why is it kaladas? So freak the mashal right away. What kaladas? And by rubik it says also the guy kula. Kula means roiv. What's kala? So he explained like this that we know a bezdin has to be roiv. So why do you say kol? We know bezdin has to be roiv. Every bezdin is roiv. Here kol is extra. Says the mashal learns the kasha. Velamai kaladas the kamar chumar. How kamar? Iika kula ma vera. If the whole bezdin is sitting here, it's a hira. You have to have the entire bezin of 71 here, but if not, it's tishkenei ra. You don't need everyone to agree, but you need the whole bezin to be here. At least you need the whole bezin to be here, and then it's a ra. Without the whole bezin being here, it's not a ra. Which all of Mepharshim already asked that. It's Pashut, it says already, Das Cho. We know it has to be a bezin. Okay. Rav Yeshua. Stam a few halachas about a bezin. Rav Yeshua, not about Param Dov Shetiva Tafka. Rav Yeshua, Yud Yoshim Medin, 10 people sip a din, Koiler. Toloi betzava kulam, which means if they all mask him to one psak, they are all responsible. Every single one. It's more pshita. It's possible. How come ask one that feel tamve rabbi, even if Thomas in front of Rebbe, and he knows that they're making a mistake, he doesn't open his mouth, he will be held responsible. Rav Huna, Kevinovik Beidino, used to go to Bezdin, Maisi Asar Tanoi, the Bey Rav Lekameh. He brought with him 10 Talmidim. This way, if he makes a mistake, they're going to be responsible as well. Kehecha, the entire Shiva Makshura. They should have a little splinter off the piece of wood, which means they're going to take some responsibility also, because if they don't say the truth, the right answer, if they don't have the mistake, they're going to be responsible also. Rav Ashi, Kevin Maisi Terefis Lekameh, you bring a Terefah in front of him. Maisi Asar Tavchim Mas Bechaz. He used to bring 10 Bikiim in Trefis in front of him in order for them to help him out. In order they should take some responsibility, some chips off the block, in order to help us out.